The Bible in a Year, bringing the Word to life.
Father God, your Son, Jesus Christ, in one of his parables taught us, "Everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock." As we listen to your word today, help us to be wise and put your words into practice. Amen. Psalm 89, verses 19 to 29. "Once you spoke in a vision to your faithful people, you said, 'I have bestowed strength on a warrior. I have raised up a young man from among the people. I have found David my servant. With my sacred oil I have anointed him. My hand will sustain him, surely my arm will strengthen him. The enemy will not get the better of him, the wicked will not oppress him. I will crush his foes before him and strike down his adversaries. My faithful love will be with him, and through my name his horn will be exalted. I will set his hand over the sea, his right hand over the rivers. He will call out to me, 'You are my Father, my God, the rock, my Saviour.' And I will appoint him to be my firstborn, the most exalted of the kings of the earth. I will maintain my love for him forever, and my covenant with him will never fail. I will establish his line forever, his throne as long as the heavens endure."
Romans chapter 11, verses 11 to 32. Again I ask, did they stumble so as to fall beyond recovery? Not at all. Rather, because of their transgression, salvation has come to the Gentiles to make Israel envious. But if their transgression means riches for the world, and their loss means riches for the Gentiles, how much greater riches will their full inclusion bring? I am talking to you, Gentiles. Inasmuch as I am the apostle to the Gentiles, I take pride in my ministry in the hope that I may somehow arouse my own people to envy and save some of them. For if their rejection brought reconciliation to the world, what will their acceptance be but life from the dead? If the part of the dough offered as first fruits is holy, then the whole batch is holy. If the root is holy, so are the branches. If some of the branches have been broken off, and you, though a wild olive shoot, have been grafted in among the others, and now share in the nourishing sap from the olive root, do not consider yourself to be superior to those other branches. If you do, consider this. You do not support the root, but the root supports you. You will say then, branches were broken off so that I could be grafted in. Granted, but they were broken off because of unbelief, and you stand by faith. Do not be arrogant, but tremble. For if God did not spare the natural branches, he will not spare you either. Consider therefore the kindness and sternness of God. Sternness to those who fell, but kindness to you, provided that you continue in his kindness. Otherwise, you also will be cut off. And if they do not persist in unbelief, they will be grafted in, for God is able to graft them in again. After all, if you were cut out of an olive tree that is wild by nature, and contrary to nature, were grafted into a cultivated olive tree, how much more readily will these, the natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree? I do not want you to be ignorant of this mystery, brothers and sisters, so that you may not be conceited. Israel has experienced a hardening in part until the full number of the Gentiles has come in. And in this way, all Israel will be saved. As it is written, the Deliverer will come from Zion. He will turn godlessness away from Jacob, and this is my covenant with them when I take away their sins. As far as the gospel is concerned, they are enemies for your sake. But as far as election is concerned, they are loved on account of the patriarchs. For God's gifts and his call are irrevocable. Just as you, who were at one time disobedient to God, have now received mercy as a result of their disobedience, so they too have now become disobedient in order that they too may now receive mercy as a result of God's mercy to you. For God has bound everyone over to disobedience so that he may have mercy on them all.
1 Chronicles chapter 4 verse 9 to chapter 5 verse 26. Jabez was more honourable than his brothers. His mother named him Jabez, saying, "I gave birth to him in pain." Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, "Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm, so that I will be free from pain." And God granted his request. Caleb, Shuhah's brother, was the father of Meher, who was the father of Eshton. Eshton was the father of Beth Rapha. Paziah and Tehinnah, the father of Nahash, these were the men of Rekah. The sons of Kenaz, Othniel and Sireah. The sons of Othniel, Hathah and Meonothe. Meonothe was the father of Ophrah. Sireah was the father of Joab, the father of Gir Harashim. It was called this because its people were skilled workers. The sons of Caleb, son of Jephunneh, Iru, Ella, and Naam. The son of Ella, Kenaz. The sons of Jehalel, Ziph, Ziphar, Tariah, and Asarel. The sons of Ezra, Jether, Merid, Epher, and Jalon. One of Merid's wives gave birth to Miriam, Shammai, and Ishbar, the father of Eshtemoah. His wife from the tribe of Judah gave birth to Jered, the father of Gedor, Heber, the father of Socho, and Jekuthuel, the father of Zanoah. These were the children of Pharaoh's daughter, Bithiah, whom Merid had married. The sons of Hodiah's wife, the sister of Naham, the father of Kalah, the Garmite, and Eshtemoah, the Maakathite. The sons of Shimon, Ammon, Rinnah, Benhanan, and Tilon. The descendants of Ishi, Zoheth, and Ben-Zoheth. The sons of Shelah, son of Judah, the father of Lecha, Laada, the father of Marishah, and the clans of the linen workers at Beth Ashbea. Jokim, the men of Kozibar, and Joash, and Saraph, who ruled in Moab, and Jashubi Lehem. These records are from ancient times. They were the potters who lived at Netaim and Gidera. They stayed there and worked for the king. The descendants of Simeon, Nemuel, Jamin, Jarib, Zerah, and Shual. Shalom was Shual's son, Mibsam his son, and Mishmar his son. The descendants of Mishmar, Hamuel his son, Zakur his son, and Shemei his son. Shemei had 16 sons and 6 daughters, but his brothers did not have many children, so their entire clan did not become as numerous as the people of Judah. They lived in Beersheba, Malada, Hazashuel, Bilhah, Ezem, Tolad, Bethuel, Homer, Ziglag, Beth Markaboth, Hazar, Susim, Beth Bire, and Shearim. These were their towns until the reign of David. Their surrounding villages were Etam, Ain, Rimmon, Tochen, and Ashan, 5 towns, and all the villages around these towns as far as Baalath. These were their settlements, and they kept a genealogical record. Meshobab, Jamlek, Joshah, son of Amaziah, Joel, Jehu, son of Joshibiah, the son of Sariah, the son of Asiel, also Elone, Jaakabah, Jeshuiah, Isaiah, Adiel, Jesimiel, Benaiah, and Zisar, son of Shiphi, the son of Alon, the son of Jedeah, the son of Shimri, the son of Shemaiah. The men listed above by name were leaders of their clans. Their families increased greatly, and they went to the outskirts of Gedor, to the east of the valley, in search of pasture for their flocks. They found rich, good pasture, and the land was spacious, peaceful, and quiet. Some Hamites lived there formerly. The men whose names were listed came in the days of Hezekiah, king of Judah. They attacked the Hamites in their dwellings and also the Munites, who were there, and completely destroyed them, as is evident to this day. Then they settled in their place, because there was pasture for their flocks. And 500 of these Simeonites, led by Pelatiah, Neariah, Raphiah, and Uziel, the sons of Ishi, invaded the hill country of Seir. They killed the remaining Amalekites who had escaped, and they lived there to this day. 1 Chronicles chapter 5. The sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel. He was the firstborn, but when he defiled his father's marriage bed, his rights as firstborn were given to the sons of Joseph, son of Israel. So he could not be listed in the genealogical record in accordance with his birthright. And though Judah was the strongest of his brothers, and a ruler came from him, the rights of the firstborn belonged to Joseph, the sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel. Hanok, Palu, Hezron, and Carmi. The descendants of Joel, Shimeah his son, Gog his son, Shimei his son, Micah his son, Reaiah his son, Baal his son, and Bera his son, whom Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, took into exile. Bera was a leader of the Reubenites. Their relatives by clans, listed according to their genealogical records. Jael, the chief, Zechariah, and Bela, son of Azaz, the son of Shema, the son of Joel. They settled in the area from Aroer to Nebo and Baal-Meon. To the east they occupied the land up to the edge of the desert that extends to the river Euphrates, because their livestock had increased in Gilead. During Saul's reign, they waged war against the Hagrites, who were defeated at their hands. They occupied the dwellings of the Hagrites throughout the entire region east of Gilead. The Gadites lived next to them in Bashan, as far as Saleka. Joel was the chief, Shapham the second, then Janeh and Shaphat in Bashan. Their relatives by families were Michael, Meshulam, Sheba, Joreh, Jachan, Zia, and Eber, seven in all. These were the sons of Abihail, son of Huri, the son of Jeroah, the son of Gilead, the son of Michael, the son of Jeshishai, the son of Jahdo, the son of Buz. Ahai, son of Abdiel, the son of Guni, was head of their family. The Gadites lived in Gilead, in Bashan, and its outlying villages, and on all the pasture lands of Sharon, as far as they extended. All these were entered in the genealogical records during the reigns of Jotham, king of Judah, and Jeroboam, king of Israel. The Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh had 44,760 men ready for military service, able-bodied men who could handle shield and sword, who could use a bow, and were trained for battle. They waged war against the Hagrites, Jetur, Naphish, and Nodab. They were helped in fighting them, and God delivered the Hagrites and all their allies into their hands, because they cried out to him during the battle. He answered their prayers because they trusted in him. They seized the livestock of the Hagrites, 50,000 camels, 250,000 sheep, and 2,000 donkeys. They also took 100,000 people captive, and many others fell slain because the battle was God's, and they occupied the land until the exile. The people of the half-tribe of Manasseh were numerous. They settled in the land from Bashan to Baal Hermon, that is, to Senir, Mount Hermon. These were the heads of their families: Epher, Ishi, Eliel, Azriel, Jeremiah, Hodaviah, and Jadiel. They were brave warriors, famous men, and heads of their families. But they were unfaithful to the God of their ancestors and prostituted themselves to the gods of the peoples of the land, whom God had destroyed before them. So the God of Israel stirred up the spirit of Pul, king of Assyria, that is, Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, who took the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh into exile. He took them to Halah, Habah, Hara, and the river of Gozan, where they are to this day.
Father God, thank you for loving us. We confess that we can get wrapped up in our lives. Please help us to focus our hearts and minds on you. Teach us to trust and to hope in you. May we live our lives for you today. Amen.
For more resources to help you bring the word to life, go to premier.org.uk/Bible. This reading has been taken from the NIV Bible Biblica and is published by Hodder and Stoughton.